The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, along with Ron McDonald, 29 August 2016. And here's a message from a non-oppressed black man to Colin Kaepernick. And this is by Alan West. By the way, he's black. If there's one thing I've lived for, it's football season, especially college. Saturday night, I was enjoying a fantastic game between Charleston Southern University and North Dakota State University. The game went into overtime and ended with the Bison of NDSU winning 24-17. However, as I watched this thrilling game, it was an item on the ESPN news ticker that disturbed me, to which I see the need to respond to this teachable moment, he said. As we reported yesterday, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem in Friday's preseason game against Green Bay because he was protesting black oppression in the United States. The Niners went on to lose. The NFL issued a statement that said the players are encouraged but not required to stand for the national anthem. Is this the same NFL that refused to allow the Dallas Cowboys to wear a helmet decal in honor of the fallen Dallas police officers gunned down on Thursday, July 7th? This is the same NFL that said nothing when players from the then St. Louis Rams displayed the false narrative symbol of hands up, don't shoot, which we know didn't happen. I find it rather interesting that the NFL has no issue disrespecting law enforcement officers, but only encourages players to respect the symbol of our nation, the American flag, and our anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. However, I would recommend a simple scripture from the wise King Solomon for Mr. Kaepernick, Proverbs 17:28: "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." Or, as the old folks down south would say, best for a stupid person to keep their mouth shut and not open it and let everybody know they are. Now, Mr. Kaepernick, a biracial young man adopted and raised by white parents, claims America is oppressing blacks at a time when we have black biracial president who was twice elected. We've had two black attorney generals and currently have a black secretary of homeland security, along with a black national security advisor. Here in Dallas, our police chief, whom I know, the officer in Milwaukee who shot the armed assailant after issuing an order to drop his weapon was black. Is Mr. Kaepernick following suit and cherry-picking what he terms oppression? First of all, he says, let me clarify to you, sir, you are a multimillionaire, a one-percenter. Just because you can throw a ball and kiss your biceps, men like Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Oscar Robinson, Ernie Davis, Bernard King, Condridge Holloway, and my alma mater were athletes who knew of oppression. You, sir, simply have the right to sit upon your fourth point of contact when the national anthem is played, but never forget, you live in a nation that has provided you with privilege to have that right. And he says, my story is one I wish to share. My dad was a corporal in the U.S. Army. Served during World War II. He was born in 1920 and knew oppression, yet when he sat me down on the steps of our home and 651 Kennesaw Ave, Northeast in Atlanta, he shared with me that perhaps there was no greater honor or privilege than to wear the uniform of these United States. Perhaps that's why his first and middle sons, along with his grandson, are all U.S. combat veterans, just like Dad. Herman West Sr. was not a victim, and he raised men who would never allow anyone to suppress or oppress them. Perhaps you should stop trying to make victims and admonish people, black people, to be victors. Try it. And you may find that more satisfying than your insidious action and word vomiting, he says. If you want to know about oppression of blacks in America, past and present, know about, how about you ask Representative Nancy Pelosi of the San Fran Bay Area about the policies that decimated the black family? Maybe you can cross the bay over to Oakland and ask Representative Barbara Lee about the 13 to 15 million black babies killed since 1973 and ask her, who is Margaret Sanger? Or perhaps you can ask the two California senators, Boxer and Feinstein, about who doesn't support better education opportunities for black children in inner cities, school choice, vouchers, charter schools, homeschooling, and the like. Perhaps you didn't know about Barack Obama was the first one who canceled the D.C. school voucher program for deserving young black children. Talk about oppression. Is that something you're willing to do, or is it just too difficult? You should look at, and here's the telling part of this, you should look at who's controlling the communities and cities where blacks live. This isn't about what America has done. It's about what a certain group, a political party, has done. And your somewhat backhanded comments toward our law enforcement officers, well, wonder how many times San Francisco PD has protected you. Now, here's the deal, young man. My recommendation is that you apologize. Be a stand-up fellow and admit you've made a very stupid comment. Humbly state that you do realize how very special this country is and the opportunity it has afforded you and many others. You should take that stand and apologize to all those who are currently serving in our armed forces and those veterans who've been willing to make that last full measure of devotion. You see, when the national anthem is played, it has very special meaning to us. Maybe you should take a hiatus and go over to Helmand Province in Afghanistan and spend a week and understand why. Go over and throw football with the men and women who enable you to earn those millions of dollars. Well, and of course, this is the standard protocol for neocons. Okay, excuse it, but it's part of the story. And I'm not going to editorialize this guy's story, his own words. The American flag has very touching meaning for those of us whom it will drape our coffin. And it was for my dad, and it will be for me. The song defines who we are as proud and exceptional people. This is a land where so many dreams of coming to and earning the title of American. Your actions were shameful, disgusting, despicable, and disrespectful. You have the right and freedom of expression, but no, there are consequences to your ignorant action, which is what it was. When the national anthem is played, I salute because I'm a black man born and raised in an inner city afforded the opportunity for greatness in my own right. May you seek God's forgiveness and find humility because we, the American people, are not going to forget what you did and said. Now, there is quarterback competition out there, and it doesn't look like Mr. Kaepernick is going to be the starting quarterback for San Francisco, and I think he already knew that. I think he's pissed off about other things. But it was his daddy, his black daddy. Now, Mr. Kaepernick is, I guess you could say, a mulatto. Would you say, Mike, that that's an apt description? He is. I'm sorry. No, I can't say it on air. Stop it. Yeah, you done with your comedy hour in there? Thank you. But anyhow, his black father is the one that put him up for adoption, and it was white parents that actually raised this guy. So, you know, so here we go again with the black oppression, and this Yahoo is, he couldn't be further from anything. I mean, he's got his millions of dollars. He's a football player, for gosh sakes. You know, I will say, I think he did the right thing for the wrong reasons. That would be my opinion. Now, do we protect Mr. Kaepernick's right for his expression? You damn betcha. Would I have done it if I were him? You know, you might be able to get away with it in Foo Foo City. What do they call that? San Francisco? God. I just, man, and the hits just keep on coming. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
How are you, John?
Fair to Midland, mostly good. And it just got done raining here. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, it was raining here, too. Hey, you know what? You got an awesome show. I mean, RBN, I found you guys less than a year ago. And, you know, I used to listen to that other nation, that other station, GCN.
Uh-huh.
And I found you guys, and you guys are straight up. But let me tell you, this Kaepernick guy, I coached junior football for over 11 years. And I taught these kids to look up to these idiots in the NFL. And that really shames the bejesus out of me, because here's a guy. I mean, every championship that I played in, and I played in a lot of them, I was a good coach, but we all listened to the national anthem, and we all stood up and put our hands over our hearts and gave homage to this pathetic flag that we have today.
I understand.
So, I mean, this is just BS. This guy is ungrateful for what he got out of life, and he got a lot. He got much more than most of these kids that I coached will ever see.
Yeah.
And that makes me extremely mad that he could just dismiss something the way he does.
Well,
anyway,
Coach, I'll make you a bet here. There's another guy vying for the number one quarterback slot out there on the San Fran 49ers. What do you want to make a bet that Mr. Kaepernick is not the starting quarterback this fall?
You know what? I don't care if it's Phyllis Diller out there passing the ball. I really don't care. Because, I mean, an idiot like that, look how many kids he let down. Look how many kids look up to this guy.
Yeah.
He let so many people down by doing that, and it's just pathetic, and it you know, it's out of the question.
Well, Andy, I appreciate you weren't the old coach of the Philadelphia Eagles now in Kansas City, are you?
Well, I used to be. No, I'm just kidding. You have a good night, John.
All right, thank you, Andy.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I would have had more respect for Colin Kaepernick if he did that. And explained that, well, you know, this isn't about Black Lives Matter. This isn't about oppression. This is about what my opinion of what the government has been doing. You know, yeah. He didn't go full-on political with this. He went with the Jesse Jackson rendition of revisionist history. You know, I don't... You know, and the ironic thing, as I said, you know, I don't go along with Alan West that we're over there killing Afghanis, you know, so Mr. Kaepernick has the right to sit down in San Francisco Stadium and not stand for the national anthem. You know, understand where this, since Eisenhower, in his parting address to the people as president of the United States, said, hey, watch out for this military-industrial complex. We have put our troops in harm's way in so many undeclared wars since World War II, butting our nose into other people's business under the guise of keeping them safe. Oh, my God. I don't even want to dive down that rabbit hole again. But everything has been popped inside out and turned upside down. But, you know, again, am I going to demand that the NFL tell Mr. Kaepernick to stand up? No. I mean, think about what football is. Think about what the NFL is. It started out. The NFL actually started. Its baby roots was the Army-Navy game. That was football. It wasn't commercialized. You didn't have teams all over the country, you know, playing football and putting fans in the stadium seats. There were no stadiums. You know, this was at college level. And then somebody got the idea, wait a minute. We saw what this baseball thing did. Do you think we can do that with this spheroid, odd-shaped ball and put some people out there running around? You think we could sell some tickets? But the core of this came from the military in the first place. And to this day, you still see remnants of this. with the flyovers, with the military aircraft, with the full regalia of the, you know, the military guys out there marching around on the field with its gold fringe flag. Andy, if you don't know what that one is, Google that one. But, you know, I mean, we have got to get sane once again and reprioritize of what freedom and liberty. And I'm so sick of hearing that these guys are fighting here, hither, and yon for our freedom. Ron, what would you say to that?
Well, first of all, I don't think sports is an agenda for politics.
Well, don't tell Brian Gumbel that, for God's sakes.
I mean, this is a national pastime, and people go and enjoy the sports, you know, at their pleasure. And certainly that someone would have the access to a mic or to a camera and be able to make a statement before the public really is the wrong form. He needs to get out into the streets and make his statement versus sitting down, you know, through the national anthem. There was one thing I was going to mention earlier, and it's a very valuable question for anyone on the street who wants to ask someone a question about what's really happening in society, and that is, does your state have gold and silver in their treasury? Since the United States is supposed to have it in theirs, does your state have it in their treasury? Because in order for the monetary system to function in your state, it must back it up by something. I mean, that should actually raise the consciousness of the average man and woman, say, well, wait a minute. They're not issuing the paper money, are they? And get into it that way, you know, as far as what has happened to this country. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
My two cents.
What has happened to it?
Ann Fellows Deller.
Yeah.
I like that.
512-716-1603, 1883 or 1897. Same area code, 512, same prefix, 716. But 1603, 1883, 1897. I'm starting to get insecure that nobody wants to talk to me. Now, let's get down to that story about the banks. Oh, my, one of my favorite subjects. You know, the people that just used to take deposits and they'd give you little mixers or toasters for opening up a savings account that they'd actually pay you interest on? Remember those days they used to compete with your business by giving you household appliances?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. It was to secure you as a customer to the bank.
Yeah. Well, and that's the time that most of the banks, well, they were just clearing checks. You know, they were just, man. But things have dramatically changed. You know, I look at people, Ron, and I ask them. I just ask them the simple question. Do you remember the banking crisis of 2008? Oh, yeah. Were you ever told a figure of the debt that we were put in, not only here but worldwide? Well, no, I don't think I ever did. Well, and I give them the number between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion, and they just look at you like, huh? And I said, do you ever remember anybody being questioned? Do you remember any trials? Do you remember anybody that went to prison? And I said, it's still going on. And I said, what I expect Mr. Donald Trump to do, one of his first days in the office, I don't know, if I walked in and I was the one nominated to sit in that chair, I think I would probably just sit there for the first day and just look around at my surroundings in total awe and the responsibility that's going to be beholden to me, you know, from that day forward. But I think on the second day, what Donald Trump is going to do, he's going to call up the New York bankers, and he's going to tell them, say, hey, this is the Prez. How you doing? It's about time you throw open those credit windows. You know, the ones you slammed shut for 8 years. You know, all that investment money that you could be putting out there to spur the economy and create jobs. And since the American people are on the hook for your shenanigans, let me make a suggestion to you. Throw open that credit window and do it by the end of business day today. Let's get this thing moving again, even with all of its faults. Let's get this thing moving again. Otherwise, I'm going to pick up the phone to the Department of Justice, and we'll start in investigations on your shenanigans following that 2008 banking collapse. see how fast that window flies open. Take 3 minutes. We'll be back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Oh yeah, talk radio. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
There we go.
There you are. Take the phone off of mute. There you go.
I kind of caught in on the end of the football player discussion, and it was being discussed earlier this morning. And my thoughts are, whether you agree with his methods or why, the idea of not standing for the praise of a false god or a false song, that just irritates me that people are complaining because anyone, I don't, for whatever reason, doesn't stand for the national anthem. It's just, I see it as worshiping a false god. If they were standing for the memory of someone that died, I could see that. But to demand that people stand up and cross their heart and praise a flag, a piece of cotton, it just drives me crazy.
Ron?
Well, Mark, that represents, the flag represents the people of the United States. Not the country, but the people, because it's the people that we stand up and give praise to. And all those who have died so that you could talk on the radio right now. So it's you're not worshiping a flag, you're worshiping
You're standing up for yourself. And I, Ron, I can see your viewpoint there. And, you know, it's not a mandatory brainwashing thing. Although, Mark, I will say, you know, going back to its roots in the military and all that other stuff, you know, the NFL is being used for political purposes. And it should stop. It's a damn kids' game that people are being paid millions of dollars in which to do. And quite frankly, the people that show up to watch a football game don't come for the politics. They come for the football. And it should be left as such. And I wouldn't even have pointed this thing out, that Mr. Kaepernick decided to sit on his doofus and not stand. But
You know, comprehend that maybe it was the wrong venue for him to do it, and he went into that sport knowing that they would be playing the national anthem and he would be standing, and he's probably stood before,
mm-hmm.
So maybe he could have explained himself better. Or,
well, I mean,
how do you get your soapbox where people will pay attention to you? That's another issue. You know, I could complain and hold signs on the corner all day long. I've done it, and it does nothing.
Well,
at least he had a spot where he could be seen,
yeah.
And the discussion would be taking place.
Well, and it certainly has. But I think Mr. Alan West has missed the whole point of this. You know, I mean, this is, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, this is a country. This is a nation. I'll use the nation in that term. That has made a choice to butt into everybody's business under the guise of being protectorates for the entire world. And look what that has gotten us. Look at the, and misrepresented, both you and I know this, Mark, that what the United States has been involved in, you know, no declared, and this is the job of Congress, this is our government that's supposed to be operating by the rules, that if you declare war on a sovereign nation, you've got to do it in writing. You've got to do it through the Congress of the United States. The president has to sign off on it. And the last damn time we had a declared war was World War II. And look how many little battles and big battles we have fought. Look how many countries we have blown up. Look how many people have died. And not even held accountable to the Geneva Convention. You know, war, the rules of war. We've even bypassed that one.
I agree.
And I am sick and tired of hearing that these guys are heroes. I've said this before. I would not waste one American life. I don't give a damn if he was Navy, Army, Marine, Air Force, Maritime, Coast Guard. I don't care what it is. If they're not in the business of saving lives and protecting this country here rather than for political purposes over there. And look how misconstrued and screwed up they have all done that and hid the truth from the American people. I've had enough of it. Colin Kaepernick or no.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say,
Texas. Say what?
She says, what? I said, Texas.
Well, Mike in Tennessee, and then I'm going to dive into how central banks are bleeding the middle class dry. You want an enemy of the United States? No, it's not Al-Qaeda. No, it's not ISIS. It's called the bankers. And as Mike Rivero puts it, all wars are bankers' wars. Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry about that, John. I got a couple of wolves going at it. Let me move them out of the way.
Right.
Go to bed. Sorry about that, John.
And you did that too. You got in the middle of two wolves battling, and you didn't lose a limb.
No.
Good.
No, that's just par for the course around the Parsons farm.
By the way, did you know that I'm assuming here that they're of wild origin?
Well, wild is a term that most people don't understand. A free animal is wild by definition.
Right.
A captive wolf is not wild because he is captive.
You know what the intelligence level of your wolf is?
They can calculate.
Yes, they can.
It is far superior than... Now, my horses, they have a different mentality. But my wolves, they understand not only what I'm saying, they understand my feelings,
yep.
And they respond.
They are about the intelligence quotient of a 2-year-old child. They can understand up to 200 different phrases or words. And, hell, they can even do math. I mean, if you train them correctly and they can actually deduce and use logic.
I can take a wolf hybrid puppy, place that with a foster child raised in a family that has a foster child and normal family kids. They'll be outside bouncing off the walls with the normal kids playing running. Then they can come in where the subdued child is, the autistic child. They'll lay down and they'll be very calm and still, and they will mirror the behavior of that child. Now, this is nature. This is their intelligence. Some people pay $10,000 to have a Labradoodle trained to do this. My wolf hybrids do that.
Did you say a Labradoodle?
Yeah, it's a cross between a Labrador and a... They call them a Labradoodle.
I don't even... I'm just getting the reproduction picture here, and I couldn't even imagine, so let's not even go there.
It's an ugly dog.
All right, but anyhow... Mike, what is the reason you called?
Well, consider this, John. Bear with me. The Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We all know the United States is a corporation. Look up what is allegiance. Look up the definition. Understand what that is. And do you want to pledge allegiance to a symbol of the corporate United States, which is de facto in charge? Okay.
Yeah.
And to the Republic.
But but Mike, how many people sitting in those football stadiums across America would understand what you just said?
Just one sitting down on the bleachers at the goal line, probably, and that was what we saw.
And he was probably sleeping and didn't hear the national anthem.
Probably. He's too busy tying his shoelaces or something and then just had to come up with a quick excuse on the fly. But yeah, those people... that are, quote, the founders would be rolling in their graves if they could hear anybody purporting to have an allegiance to a battle flag of a corporation or any symbol thereof, because it is idolatry. It is putting, because the government was created by, for, we the people, but it's been, as we all know, stolen, and the replacement de facto government has nothing to do with supporting we the people, so why would we want to support their standard?
Yeah, Mike, you're right on point. The flag itself represented the fundamental principles. That's the core of that flag. That we have a corrupt government has really nothing to do with the values of that flag, what it was created for.
Right.
Well, we're not.
We were never meant to be have allegiance to our servants. It was the other way around.
Exactly. And that's the point. That's what I wanted people to consider. What this allegiance has become is basically turning on its head whose loyalty is to whom.
Well, I'm at a point right now, I'm about ready to jump into the trick bag of being a United States citizen to go register to vote so I can get at least Trump in to give him a crack at trying to unravel some of the mess that everybody else has gotten us into.
Herein lies the problem with registering to vote.
I said almost.
But try, John, if you haven't registered to vote, do this, John. Try it and see if it works. On that box where it says, I'm a U.S. citizen, write no. And see if they allow you to register. Because real Americans are electors. They're not voters. Voting is something that you do, but an elector was something established by the founders to, you know, as we're taught, at least, to identify who you select to speak on your behalf. But at the end of the day, they've perverted it into a trick bag of ways to trap you under their corporate identity and make you a thing. And if you're a U.S. citizen, you're a subject. If you're a subject, you're a slave. And so in order to not be a slave, you can't be a citizen of the U.S. because then you become a thing.
You know, when I would go to a baseball game or a football game, I never really had that much of a problem standing up for, you know, the national anthem. Because I looked at that as being more of a celebratory thing with my fellow people sitting in that stadium, that that was symbolizing us, not this creature that has been morphed into this grand democracy, this administrative state we now find ourselves in, that anybody with a good idea, as long as you convince a room full of people, yeah, we should do this, irrespective of does it follow the Constitution? You know, I mean, this sort of thing. You knew your country was in trouble when they start talking about the politics of Supreme Court judges. What the hell does the Constitution have to do with any political body? Or the ideas thereof?
I have a fellow that was a friend of the family that my mother knew who's passed away now. He was a Vietnam veteran. And I didn't know this until after he passed away, but there were times we would be at ball games and stuff, and he would never stand, salute, pledge, hand over the heart, none of that stuff, even though he was a veteran. He would never show anything like that at all, respect for it. And I asked my mom one day, you know, after he had passed away, why he was like that. She said, well, when he was forced to go over there and shoot and kill unarmed women and children and then stack up their bodies, count them, and burn them, he had a change of heart about what this country is all about. And he had his epiphany, as we all will, and then he knew that this was not his country. This was something, you know, mundo bizarro, but yet he was stuck in it. He had already made an oath to support it, and he did what he was told, regrettably, and that would be something he would resent or regret the rest of his life. And
well, especially, I mean, Mike, especially since it was touted that we're over there saving the Vietnamese from communism. And then to find out that it's actually a UN-backed and run operation. And, well, the Americans had to stay on this side, and the communists could stay on that side. And never the twain shall meet, because we have this thing called a demilitarized zone. You know, big clue here. Korea, Vietnam, and to this day, I have not had people tell me, John, you're exactly right, this whole Middle East thing with its coalition forces, that is a UN operation. It is all of that, but yet we have people standing here telling us that, well, they're over there fighting for our freedom. How many millions of people need to die for our idea of our values? Our values shoved down somebody's throat that does not have the culture, does not have the belief system that we do, that thinks that it's a good idea to have a interest-charging bank on one street corner, McDonald's on the other, and on the other street corner you got a XXX rated theater. This is the American values, and do we have any values left in this country? And if that's the case, what the hell are we trying to get these foreign countries to do?
Well, John, it's psychological conditioning and propaganda at its finest, because they trot this out all across the radio today that all the people that went to all these various wars and died, so you have the right and the privilege to pledge allegiance. That's just a way of trying to encourage you and force you into supporting the killing of millions and millions and millions.
And as I pointed out on this program before, Mike, that everybody, remember a few years ago, remember the second re-election here of Barack Obama, or even the first one? People wanted an end to this Middle East stuff. They just wanted it to stop. Get our troops the hell out of there. You're only making the situation worse. There is no end to a political ideology that's shifting like the sands over there. And I've said, people were against this. So what did the media do? Almost in unison. Well, you support our troops there because, you know, they're the sons and daughters of American parents, and we should at least support them, shouldn't we? And then we went from that to calling them heroes, which they are not. And as I said, I had an epiphany the other day that heroes are the people that save lives. You know, the firemen that run into a burning building to save a baby or an old person or a pet. You know, these people that pull somebody out of a burning car. or somebody that will put themselves in harm's way in order to prevent the death of somebody else. This is not the definition of heroism. We are doing the wrong thing to people that we repeatedly keep doing this to, and now we're starting to get blowback from this. You know, well, we've got to fight them over there, otherwise they'll be fighting us. Why would they want to fight us on our own soil if we weren't screwing them into oblivion over there? It makes absolutely no sense. None. Ugh. Now you got me started, Mike.
Touche.
All right, man. Thanks for your call.
Have a great evening.
Okay. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, guys. I know time's running short, so I'll jump right to it. Hey, Ron, I had a couple questions for you.
Ron?
Yeah. Go for it.
I'm doing a little bit of research, and I'm trying to figure out some issues, some legal issues on a state level. And when it comes to the subject of title, can you define the difference between legal title and equitable title? Like, which one really gives you your rights and title and all that?
Well, really, neither one of them. Equitable title is what you owe in the property. Legal title is you can owe a great deal of the property, even 100% of it, but you may not have your name on that property. So legal title is what the recorder's office would have. You would want on property, you would want absolute ownership of that property, which takes it out of the county's recorder's office. And basically, that's a very simple thing. By just basically putting someone else's name or actually writing a letter saying that the property has sold, mark it as being sold, and not giving a name who was sold to, and basically takes it off the tax rolls. Now, that's my opinion on that. But
sure, understand. Yeah, definitely understand.
Yeah, so,
that.
I mean, in order to really own your land or own that land, you need what's called a land patent.
Right.
And that raises that means that land cannot be leaned not even by a bank.
Or by a state taxing or city taxing organization because, you know, and I've given the simple example before, Ron, that you might have bought this house. You might have paid the usury through a mortgage system. You might own the property, bought that out at cash price. It might have been included in the mortgage, you know, or you might have bought the property and built a house, whatever the case may be. People think that, okay, well, I've got all this paid for. I'm safe. They can't touch me. Try not paying a county or a city tax and see what happens to that property you think that belongs to you. Hence what Ron just said here about, you know, some people call it allodial title. What did you call it? Land patent?
Yeah, land patent or allodial title.
Yeah.
And you know, the aristocrats that first started acquiring all the land here had landed estates. Now they could not, and there's some still existing today. I think Pennsylvania has a couple of landed estates, and they cannot tax that property. It really is outside the jurisdiction of the state itself. So, yeah, they've played with us. They've
sure.
played they played a game with us, and we lost.
Yep. I understand. I've read your book, and I understand, you know, how the Federal Reserve notes, you know, they have like a lien interest in all that that you try to acquire. And I guess what I'm trying to get to is, on a state level, are you aware of any state codes that, if it's written in a certain type of legal language, can they somehow force you to turn over your private property rights? And I'm mainly talking in the area of commerce. You know, if you're forced to do a property tax rendition as a business or something like that, if there's certain legal language that they're using, you know how they twist the words too, do they have that right to do that if you are in commerce? Or do you have...
Well, it's not that you're in commerce. Everything's in commerce. Using the monetary system places you in commerce. So everything you purchase with a uniform commercial code note is a commercial activity. Who do you think's in charge of that? Who keeps account of the credit and debits of that system? So it's that they've tied everything up to that. When you believe you actually have property that can be taken out of the system? Do you really have property that can be taken out of the system, because the whole thing is pledged by the Federal Reserve note, which is that lien that's on everything.
Sure. Now, but if you're dealing with some city hall folks or county people, they don't have the understanding that you or John do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so
no, they're part of the administration administering to you.
Yeah, I know they're doing what they're told, you know, told to do.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get to a scenario where you might have a way to fight that, you know, off, or force them and challenge them to prove their authority to even try to, you know, do something like that to someone.
Well, raise your land patent. Go to the Bureau of Land and Management and acquire the land patent itself. There's a process. I'm sure you can find it on the internet. I did it for a person, and I brought the land patent into the recorder's office, or actually he did, and they said they wouldn't record it because they'd lose control of that land, the property he was on.
But okay, now let's stop. Would that, if this case was taken before a judge, how would this be adjudicated?
Well, the thing is that I checked out the laws, and they were forced to record the instrument, thereby losing control. And you'll see that in the recorders. They have to record land patents. It's not a question of can they, discretion? No, they must record them once they're raised.
Well, what about business property? What if you have business property that you purchased, and there's no lien on it or anything else? You have clear alleged title to it.
Well, take it out of business, because business is commerce. And the thing is you can't – one can't have a piece of land with a mortgage on it and say, hey, I'm going to raise a land patent on it, because the mortgage is going to go through it, or they're going to bring you to court and say you did this to defraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Now, let me ask you on this business thing, and is there a specific piece of property that was tied to business that you're trying to get away from that?
Well, my issue was this: there's a business property tax rendition form that counties force a business to turn in so they can assess a value. And my contention with these people is that when you render property, you're surrendering a title to it. And I was trying to get to the bottom of legal or equitable. And so they say it's all based on a state code. So what I was trying to get to is there a state code that forces someone to essentially give up private property rights, even if you're in a business.
What state are you in, Wayne?
Texas.
Okay. First of all, check your government codes in Texas and look for the money of accounts of the state, and you'll probably see that it's the dollar, the cent, and the mill, and that's based on gold or on silver, actually. And then there'll probably be a code section saying that they'll accept the United States notes issued by the United States at par. And, of course, Federal Reserve notes are not issued by the United States. So you can actually go at them at that dollar, cent, and mill if you want to really attack the issue on the property issue. Let's put it that way.
Sure. And you know how legal words mean something totally different from Black's Law versus natural, a standard dictionary. So you look at a term named render. And so they say, well, we want you to render something, but I think it's tantamount to fraud, because the common man's idea of render is much different than Black's Law.
Well, it all depends on whose eyes you're looking at this at. If you're looking at from the administrative state, we do no wrong. Here's the rules and regulations, and you must comply in order to participate. On the other hand, if you're looking at it through our eyes, that property gives you insoluble rights. In other words, your castle doctrine, don't tread on me, kind of, this is my respite, get the hell out of here. Well, yeah, then we have issue. But it's what has been foisted on us to the taxpaying public, made to believe that, well, this is all necessary. This is a privilege, not a right. This is a privilege to own property, and along with that privilege, there are certain things you must do. Just wince, just grit your teeth. It's not that bad. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, see, they'll always say that you receive a benefit. You drive on groomed streets and lights and so they're going to say you receive a benefit, therefore your property has to be within the recorder's coffers, so someone has to pay for all this stuff.
Yeah, and instead of millages and levies, remember how they used to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to actually vote bonds, okay, and this is the project we have in mind, here's the dollar cost, and we're going to issue bonds on this, vote yes or no. And if you didn't vote yes on it, the bond was not issued, and whatever they had in mind didn't work. Now, you switch this around a little bit, that you elect a bunch of little people that are going to go the corporate route, and they're going to sit there on their panels, and they're going to abide by the rules that some lawyers and politicians cooked up, and everything is going to be hunky-dory. What? You don't agree with our administrative system? You say that it's in violation of the Constitution? Shut up, or we'll raise your taxes, or we'll quit picking your garbage up. Something.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you will be punished.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the information very much. Thanks, and have a good evening, guys.
All right, Wayne. We're not going to get to our banking deal here.
They're evil anyway. What else could you say about them that isn't incorporated in they're evil anyway?
Well, I'm telling you, there's two competing Mr. Stewart places, Bob Storage, and then right across the street is another place. And I'm checking prices, and I come back over to the other place, and I go, you know what they're saying across the street there, you know, for Bob, Uncle Bob Storage? They're saying that Bob can jump up and bite us in the butt. We got better prices. And they said, yeah, but over there, they're Republicans, and over here, we're Democrats. And I looked at this guy, and he said, I'm just kidding. But the more the guy opened up his mouth, his name is Tom, I won't give his last name, or the address of where he works, right next to the network. He went on to tell me that, you know, he's scared to death of Donald Trump. And for the aforementioned propaganda stuff that they've heard on TV. And I said, you know, the problem with most people is that they pick up their opinion from somebody else's opinion that probably was generated by somebody else's opinion, rather than doing fact-checking. And I looked at him, and I gave him the rundown of, you know, don't you think that Donald Trump's going to be able to provide some jobs here by knocking out some of the things that have been put there as barriers? Well, I said, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying to you. And then I went into the banking issue. I said, this is a country that it generated right here in the United States to throw all the industrialized nations into a crap hole from all of this banking stuff that they did back in 2008. I said, did you ever hear of anybody getting charged, being brought into court, and God forbid found guilty? I said, what I think Donald Trump is going to do, he's going to pick up that telephone, he's going to tell the banks to open up the credit windows, otherwise you're going to be under indictment. And that offer just holds for the day. I'm not promising at the end of the month I won't indict you any damn way. But the system itself is what is broken in this country, and you can never have a free economy when you got the middlemen out there charging for the... How would you put it in a sentence or less here?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, and I think that's probably going to be Donald Trump's end game. You know, that this is what destroyed and put us into a depression in 1929, the closing of credit.
Yep. Isn't it kind of ironic they kept that window closed for 10 years, almost 11 years, until we found a reason to get into World War II?
Yes, and 50% of the American people were in the stock market at that point. You know, this was the first time Americans started investing.
Oh, what a wicked web we weave when we set out to deceive. And people are webbed up and they've had enough of it. Ron McDonald, thank you.
Hey, a pleasure.
And folks, please donate to the network. Somebody asked for our address for donations. Here it is, round, round, ready, right, as they used to tell us when they taught you how to write in schools. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Don't forget the 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can do it by just going to the web page republicbroadcasting.org and hit the donate button. By the way, Pastor Manning is back up and live on Republic Broadcasting Network overnight. See you tomorrow.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure
exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.